B'choros, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, 6:5. Now we turn to the reproductive organs and the tail. So in a bull, a male sheep, of course, it has a penis like all animals do, but it's sort of an internal organ. It comes out, but it normally is inside a protective sheath, okay? That is called a prepuce. That's the technical term for it. That's the sheath, and it's like skin around that protects the penis. So if the penis itself will be damaged, that's a non-issue because it's internal. But nifkam hazovan, if the prepuce, which is the zovan, that skin that protects the sheath on the outside, if that gets damaged and is missing a chunk, that will not heal, and that would be a blemish, permanent blemish. O erye shel nekeva hamukdashim, or when it comes to female kachim, so of course not a bechor, but other kinds of, you know, if you have a shlamim or something. So erye means like it's private parts, like the word erva. So if the genitalia that are external, you can see a bit of on the outside, the vulva on the outside of the cow. So if that again is missing a chunk of flesh, that would also be a balmum, and now you have to, you know, you're allowed to slaughter it. Nifkam hazanav mina etzem. As far as the tail goes, so the tail is made of like basically roughly 20 bones that are very tightly packed together, and then surrounded by, you know, muscle and skin. But then at the end there's like just flesh, so the end of it has no bone. Okay, so now if there's a pagam, a piece missing out of the tail, and it reaches all the way to the bone, that you have like a bit of bone missing. So nifgam hazanav min ha'etzim, if part of that bone from the tail bone, one of the tail bones, one of the vertebrae in the tail are missing, that would be a blemish, permanent blemish. Avlo min ha'perek. But if you have material missing from the juncture between the bones, so then that is not considered to be a balmum kvu, that will heal, okay, between the string of like 20 bones in the tail of the cow. Oshahaya rosh hazanav maftzil etzem. On the other hand, if the tip of the tail has been like torn off or peeled away such that you have bone exposed at the tip of the tail, that would be balmum. Oshiyesh basar ben chulia lechulia melo etzba. And also if you have a gap between the vertebra and the tail, the bones in the tail, and if that the gap is the width of like a thumb, the width of your thumb, of like flesh between the bones, that's already a defect, which is considered to be a mum that's visible from the outside. And indeed, that would make the bechor, let's say, balmum kavua, won't heal, and you're allowed to slaughter such a bechor.